What are your thoughts on coming back to play at Soldier Field this week?
I'm sorry?
What are your thoughts on coming back to play at Soldier Field this week?
You know, it's going to be definitely a different feeling. It's going to be different. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see, you know, some of my teammates and some of the coaches. So, it's going to be good.
Henry, who do you still keep in touch with here on the Bears, and what have your conversations been like lately?
You know, I still with a lot of the guys, honestly. You know, I'm still in a, you know, there's still a group chat that I'm still in with them. So, you know, they keep me updated and all the funny stuff that's going on out there. And, you know, I actually ended up getting tickets from one of my good friends, Chris Conti. He ended up giving me a lot of tickets that I got in for this game. So, you know, I still got a lot of friends out there, and then a lot of awesome people. So there's no hard feelings.
Henry, you saw this offense when it was pretty good last year. What's been the difference from what you can see now playing them on the defensive side?
You know, from watching film, you know, it's just kind of what I remember. I mean, we got, you know, boost receivers, you know, big receivers, you know, big tight end, you know, Cutler with his, you know, we've got a hell of an arm, and, you know, Forte, you know, he catches everything anyway, so you got to keep your eyes on him, and, you know, he's having a great season.
What's it been like to be reunited with Coach Marinelli? It seems like you guys are very physical up front this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he preaches. You know, even in Chicago, nothing's changed. He came down here and implemented the same style of defense. He knows how he wants. He knows how he wants his players to play, and you know, he's going to get the most out of them.
Henry, are you surprised what's happened to the Bears' defense?
Surprised? You know, I don't know. I haven't honestly really watched too much of them. You know, I've seen some games, but you know, like broken down film or anything. No, I mean, I haven't really checked them out.
Henry, what was the end of your recovery from the knee injury like? How long did it take you to get back into it this season?
You know, it's a serious injury. You know, I'm just honestly blessed to be, you know, where I am, you know, coming back and still playing the game that I love. You know, it's just a testament of, you know, hard work and having faith.
Lamar, have you got a chance to talk to Henry? Have you got a chance to talk to Lamar Houston? I know you guys were college teammates. He was hoping you'd come back here. Tough injury. Have you got a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, we still keep up. We're definitely still great friends. You know, it didn't matter what team we were when I was in Chicago, or he's in Oakland, or he's in Chicago now, and I'm in Dallas. So we definitely, yeah, we always hang out in the off season. So he's definitely a good friend of mine. And, you know, it was tough to see him, you know, have the same injury I had last year. And, you know, as I saw it, I immediately texted him and I've been texting him to make sure he keeps his, you know, keeps his head up and if he has any questions about it.
Did you talk to him about his improvement at sack celebration?
Oh, I definitely had to. I was just like, what the hell were you doing? But, you know, we could talk like that because we're good friends, but, you know, definitely wasn't his smartest decision, but, you know, when it's, you know, you can't control, sometimes you just can't control some things, and, I mean, it's a freak injury, and, you know, you just gotta, you know, move on from it.
Over the last 2 years, were you ever at a place where you felt like, hey, something might get done with the Bears?
There were some points where, we were talking a little bit, and nothing really ever got worked out, obviously. But it's just the nature of the beast. One day you're franchise player, and the next year you're not really very high on their priority. So it's just how the business is, and I'm just blessed to be here now.
Henry, is there a vulnerability you see with Jay Cutler going up against him?
Just from watching the film, we gotta make him uncomfortable in the pocket. That's what we see, and he's backpedaling back there, and he's still effective when he does it, but he also makes mistakes when he does, and if we make him uncomfortable in the pocket and get after him, I think we have a good shot.
Hey, Henry, how does the Kyle Long you've been studying on tape this week compare to the guy you used to go up against in practice early last year?
Yeah, he's definitely improved. I actually had a chance to go against him. He's definitely one of the best guards in the league. And then, the rookie that we have here, he's definitely one of the best. So they're both kind of similar, very athletic, very strong guys. And, they can move their feet. So it's not going to be anything out of the ordinary of what I've been going against in practice.
I was going to ask, how do you see that Cowboys offensive line improving as the year goes along?
They're awesome. They're a bunch of guys that work together, and they're all lean. None of them are fat, and they all can move and hold their blocks, and they're really good.